Dreamscape presents A Rescue for a Queen by Fiona Buckley, read by Wanda McCadden. A Rescue for a Queen. Chapter 1. The Straight and Empty Road. The funeral was over. Hugh Stannard, my dear husband, to whom I had been married for 6 of the happiest years of my life, had been buried in the graveyard of Hawkswood Parish Church. It was early in February 1571, and the day was as raw as February usually is. Mercifully, it wasn't raining, but it had rained for several days beforehand, and the grave was a muddy wound in the grass of the churchyard. To see Hugh's coffin lowered into that had been a horror to me. I wanted to cry out loud, but I didn't, because I shouldn't really have been there. It isn't customary for bereaved spouses to attend the burials of their husbands or wives, because they might become hysterical and mar the solemn dignity that such occasions should have. I broke with custom because I wanted to be with Hugh until the very end. I had watched beside him as he died in our bedchamber at Hawkswood House. I was determined to go with him on his final journey, to stay until the moment when he was laid in his grave. But I would have to behave, so I did. By evening it was all done with. Food and drink had been served in our great hall, which was one of the features of Hawkswood House, and now most of the guests had gone. The hall looked forlorn. The white damask tablecloth was littered with crumbs, empty wine glasses and used platters. The rushes underfoot were scuffed and trampled. Chairs and benches had been pushed carelessly about. I thought of Hugh's belongings, his clothes and his chess set and his gardening tools. He had loved his rose garden and often tended it himself. When he was alive, those things had had meaning, been part of him. Now, like the scattered objects in the hall, they were unconnected bits and pieces, mere debris, their meaning lost. I was not, of course, all alone in the hall. I was standing near the hearth with my gentlewoman Sybil Jester and Margaret Emery, who was more or less my ward. That is, she had taken refuge with me some months before, when her father, Paul Emery, rejected her, because she would not marry the man he and his wife Cathy had chosen for her. Since then they had left her entirely to me. In addition to our little group, Gladys Morgan, the elderly and frankly unprepossessing Welshwoman who had long ago attached herself to me and did small jobs about the house, was crouched close by engaged in mending the fire, while my manservant Roger Brockley and his wife, my tirewoman Fran, out of habit I still called her by her former name of Dale, were busy lighting extra candles now that the daylight was fading. My married daughter Meg, the child of my first husband.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?